Shai and I were just having a totally random conversation that has nothing to do with this, but okay. Yeah.
Wow. It's been a crazy year. It's been an amazing year. The relaunch of Terms and Conditions with obviously us, your host with the most. I think we should try something new. Let's introduce our
people are probably wondering who this fine man is.
Yeah. Who is this?
Don't do that. Yeah. That's not cool.
Wait, sorry, did you guys hear that voice?
Oh man.
Y'all recognize it from the radio?
Let's
just go to the show.
Let's do our thing. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Dami.
Dami.
No, do the 14 Dami.
You guys didn't pay me to come now.
No vex. Pulse.
Go to our producers.
Nah, don't mind me. I'm
introduce
just
yourself. I am.
Yeah, my name is Dami Dawson, and I'm a good guy.
That's all.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much more to you than you being a good
guy. Well, I play basketball.
He's 6'4".
I'm 6'3". I play basketball. I sing and I write. I do a lot of writing. Yeah, I'm very good at it. I think I'm one of the best two writers in Nigeria.
I can tell. I mean, I have you on my Insta. Dami always has some very insightful think pieces, which is why I think you're absolutely perfect for this.
I take my time. And yeah, I mean, it's going good.
I want us to play a game later on because you mentioned that you sing. I feel like when we're going
through...
I never said that. I said it here.
I
don't know what you heard.
Never said that. Did I say that?
Here. He said it.
Never
it's
said
two
it.
Verses one. Well, you
whatever
said
I said
it.
Off camera, don't even count anymore. Because I never
that
said
one is
that.
Not part of the camera. No,
sorry. It's not part of the...
true. Terms and conditions. Yeah, I see. Okay.
So you're going to sing for us.
We're going to play a game. If I could give you, you know, right now...
I mean, hopefully I could get good backups from you. Maybe you do tenor, you do alto.
Fantastic backups.
We're here. Do Remy. We're here for you.
That's fine.
I think that the whole concept of like Google's year and search is very fascinating, to be honest, because I feel like so many things happen throughout the year and you just forget, because having some conversations with someone, I was like, oh, this thing, I feel like 2023 was a long year, but was also sort of short. And so many things happened during the year that having conversations, I'm like, wait, this thing happened this year or was it last year? And I think that Google's year and search and the list that they released sort of helped to like refresh our memories, because just when was it? January, February, we were battling, Beavers and so many other things. Go and vote. Go and vote. Elodibo. And now we're getting ready for Dirty December. So I think it's a very fascinating list and it helps refresh our memories on like things that happened. So first things first, people that trended this year, according to Google's year in search 2023. Let's start with my fave. The embodiment of women empowerment, the person who puts Nigeria on the map this year, none other than Hilda Bassey.
What were you
expecting? Hilda Bassey, that babe is an icon. And I think what I particularly loved about Hilda was the fact that she showed that you can do it all, to be honest. You can be a baddie and you can also bust it down when you have to.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that she didn't lose herself in all of this, because people would have expected that, oh, this is somebody that, I don't know, it just kind of feels like sometimes people have this impression that if you look a particular way, you can't do this, you can't do that. But she's like, you guys, I'm here to slay, and you know, she did, and I loved it.
I like her. I'm yet to meet her, and I look forward to it. Like, I actually feel like I added to the Google search. I did Google her. Yes, I Googled her, like her Guinness Book records, everything. Like, I was so invested. So, congrats. Also,
maybe I could connect you both. She's a
fan.
She's a very pretty lady, very hardworking, and I've happened to. I've known Hilda for a while. You know, she started with TV presenting and everything.
Yeah.
So she feels like the right definition of hustle. And now when the year came and the cookathon thing happened, feel like, okay, this is the year for me. And she maximized every single line that she had. You know, and I'm really happy for her. She's doing good. And she cooks really well too. So, yeah.
And I think the fact that people saw it kind of like play out the way it did, a lot of people don't know how much effort went into it, because after that we saw so many people trying to cook at home, but it's all right.
Well, I mean, the sky is big for everybody,
big
so
for everybody.
Why not? If you can beat the record, why not do it? I think someone has even beat the record already.
Yeah,
so
it was a guy. European. But she's still a Nigerian
2023.
Queen.
The holder of that record is the one, is the Hilda. Only Hilda Bassey.
Totally.
So yeah.
Shout out to Hilda.
Yeah, shout out to you, girl. Yeah. Love you. So speaking of people that trended this year, do you guys watch old Nollywood movies?
Yes.
And who stands out for you? What movie would you watch and see this person's name is here, I want to watch it.
Akin Popo, Blackberry Babes.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Sophia in London.
Yeah. Iconic.
That was
iconic.
Nah, this is, that guy is an epitome of Nollywood. Like, if Nollywood is celebrating certain persons, he should be there.
Who else do you think should be there?
Patience Azokwa should be there.
Definitely.
Mama G.
Now mine's an icon.
Mr. Ibu should be there. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
You know, Akin Bopo, of course. And a small list of other guys.
Speaking of Mr. Ibu, oh my God, Mr. Ibu made the list. He trended a lot quite this year.
Yeah, he did.
I think there were at different times for different things, but I think the most recent and the most, will I say, touching of 2023 was him falling really sick and having to have like a part of his leg or his leg amputated, and I think it was just so, so sad. Sending all the love, light and positivity to him and his family through these trying times, because I think it's heartbreaking to watch somebody that looked, because I think a couple of weeks ago I was watching a movie, he was there with I think Popo or so, and to see someone that was like larger than life. These are people that you watch when you're growing up. Oh my God, you're going to school, had you guys watched that Mr. Ibu movie, did you see this, did you see that? And then to see an icon in that kind of a situation, and then with the things surrounding the events and everything, it was just so, so sad. And yeah, it's very touching, and I'm just, you know, praying for him and his family, because that can't be easy.
I think I'm just glad that he's alive,
honestly,
you know, amongst other things. You know, he could have gone south, whatever could have gone anyway, but good thing he's alive, and whatever the situation is, I just hope they get it right. And you know, but still, it could still kick it, even with that. It could still make us laugh. You know what I'm saying?
So, I didn't. I really, really hope so. I think we need to see more inclusivity for him.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
In the industry.
Let's think of the positive.
Yeah, he was. I'm just like reminiscing on so many things. He was phenomenal. Like there was a skill to it, and even though we laugh at Nollywood and stuff, he made us laugh. Yeah. Like
we laughed with him. Not at him. Yeah. I think that's very important.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Speaking of laughs. Yay, this year. No, this year was long.
It's been a...
You really did your year in search very well. This year was long because Anita Brown.
Oh.
Girl. You know, I'm just going to let you do the intro for this one. What happened with Anita
Who
Brown?
Who is Anita Brown?
I mean, Anita is a... She's an individual, a female, of course.
I would never have guessed.
You wouldn't have guessed, right?
I would never have
guessed. And that's just clear it out. She allegedly accused David of, David O, of, you know, some shitty stuff and also getting pregnant for him. But I'm not exactly sure how the conversation went, because, you know, at the point, the conversation was everywhere on social media. And before you knew it, we're not talking about it anymore. But whatever happened, you know, I don't know. I don't know what happened to that conversation. Shia, do you know what happened?
I saw her put an apology out, but I mean, that was brief.
She apologized to Choma.
Yes.
Why did you need to brought Choma into the conversation?
I respect the apology. I don't know if she meant it, but I do feel like if you go out of your way to insult someone, the apology
is... You should apologize.
Yeah, so...
I think for me, it's, you know, like, apology giving and all that, but there are some things that you say, Sha, that you can't take back, to be honest, because they say this thing that if the people that hear it when they are coming are not the ones that will hear it when they're going back. Yeah. So yes, we respect the apology and all of that, but I mean, I've always had the opinion that if you have something to do with somebody, it should be between you and that person, especially if the person has a partner. You have no business with that person's partner, especially when the partner has gone through something traumatic. Like, exercise humanity and be a bit empathetic. But, I mean, she did trend. Hopefully, I don't know. I won't say, do I say hopefully? We get to see how it plays out eventually.
Well, I mean, it's the news, so I guess it will
come
out,
up. You know? Maybe 2024.
Maybe 2024.
We'll see. We'll review again.
Yeah, so let's wait for that.
Let's see. So, I think... quite a number of people did trend this year, and I think that it was a lot of things, a lot of events happened this year. Highlights of the year, I mean, like I said, Hilda Bassey really puts Nigeria on the map. I feel like a lot of Nigerians have been doing really, really great things in the entertainment industry, the entertainment space, down to like artists like Asake. I mean, Asake had a fantastic run this year. He had a fantastic run this year.
He did. He did. Asake.
I mean,
Mr. Money.
I think it's a definition of patience. It's a definition of just hard work, keep working. And someone, I mean, when it's your time.
Yes, I agree.
So, I mean, it was written in the stars, 2023 would be Ashake's time. and he took advantage of the opportunities that came.
And I think he did a lot of things internationally as well. I feel like internationally, in international space, Nigerians did do a lot of things and we dominated.
Google's year in search. Rubbish. Google's year in search 2023 international news. Oh my God, let's play a game. What do you guys think has been the most Googled international news?
I'm not exactly happy with most of the things I heard from the international scene because bulk of it wasn't pleasant, to be very honest. And this is just me. I mean, yours might be different, but this is just me. A lot of the news that we heard were not things that you want to wake up in the morning and see.
To be very honest.
You know, is it the flood? Is it the coup? Is it the war? You know, and I mean, the year came with the...
Different waves, ups and downs. Yeah. And the downs are really down.
It was more of the down.
Yeah.
You know, more of the down.
Would you say comparatively that 2023 has been... Okay, well, I mean, no year can compare to 2020, Sha. Because many things happened. Did we just shout out to COVID?
Shout out to COVID. I mean, many things happened, but people realized a lot of stuff during that period. A lot of people became famous during the period. So yeah, COVID had its own good and bad, but good.
But I mean, I think compared to 2020, in terms of like international events, 2023 was a lot.
Because we're all indoors.
No, I'm even just saying that 2023 was a lot.
Yeah.
Every left, right, center, every continent, you're hearing, oh, there's a coup here, there's a war here, people are fighting here, this is happening there. I'm just wondering, can't we just all come together and love?
Let's preach love. Yeah.
Light, positivity. But I mean, speaking of positivity, highlights, I mean, Ballon d'Or happened this year. Shout out to Remy Boy.
Yes, first Nigerian artist. Yeah, guys, we're coming up. Nigeria.
It's a match stage, and I'm glad that Remy got the opportunity to, you know, to grace the stage and, you know, show the African pride.
What do you think about the winner of the Ballon d'Or? Because I know it was
well deserved. Well deserved. Okay, I'm really happy that there's no guy here that's going to come and, you know, argue that. No.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
What is all this?
The voice of God.
I feel like Haaland, apart from the World Cup, I mean, Haaland.
Come on, man. Messi. Do you know what Messi did in the World Cup?
Coward. He was not the only guy that played.
Don't even want to go into debates on why Messi deserves to win. But listen, Haaland, yeah, but Haaland will get his time. I think he will. Haaland is still young.
Give the award to who's deserving.
It's not like all those elderly people Haaland? Telling you to wait your turn.
Yeah.
Come on.
Messi deserved it, bro. I don't know how the conversation would flow, but Messi deserved it. And I'm glad he won it. And he's doing well. I just want him back in Barca, though. So.
Hopefully when Haaland wins, but you know, he and I are together. Because I did tell you guys, I don't know.
No, he's got a girlfriend. He's got a girlfriend. I just needed to let you know.
I think it's permanent in life, but okay.
He has a girlfriend that he probably marry, you know.
Nothing is permanent in life, but okay, sure. No, like I was saying, hopefully when he wins the Ballon d'Or, you know, he and I are together. I don't know. You just really have, I don't know if you ever had that strong feeling where somebody and be like, this person's supposed to be in my life. I feel that way with DJ Copy, to be honest. I feel like she and I are supposed to be friends. I don't know.
Copy or her dad's money? I feel like me and her dad's money should be friends.
For me, sometimes I just feel like me and Beyonce could just, you know, go on a date. Yeah, you know, there are a lot of things that just comes to my head, you know. Me and Beyonce, just vibe. Like me and her just playing, you know, swimming together.
Singing together.
I've had those very, you know, building white castles in the air thing. And it's one of those things. It happens. So why not? I mean, it's okay for you.
I believe in your dream.
Call me when you see this.
In 1 year's time, we'll take a picture of Copy and say, damn it, we told you so.
Copy is possible.
Yes, that's what said Copy.
No, she's talking Haaland. We're talking Haaland. Yeah.
I want Shafi Bello, please.
Shafi Bello. That's not far. I can just let that happen. Shout out to Auntie Shafi.
It's giving it. Love it.
What about Nigerian news? Nigerian news. So much happened this year. Oh,
the question should be, what didn't happen this year?
NEPA is still not 24 hours.
Were you expecting that?
Nigeria is such a special country that if nothing is happening in the world, we always give a show. Something must happen.
Every week.
I'm sure if we go online right now and search Google and just
something
Google,
trended this
something
morning.
Something is happening.
Yes.
Something's going to happen tomorrow morning. And of course, yeah, but yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. We're Nigerians, we're different.
Google search Nigeria.
But I think the most notable thing for Nigerians as a whole that happened this year, I mean, after all the hype and the build up, 2023 elections were this year, and one thing I would say that did stand out, or the one positive I would draw from the 2023 elections, is it did bring people together.
Yeah.
It revitalized the youth, and it sort of like removed a bit of political apathy that people were feeling, because I know a lot of people were very apathetic towards the 2023 elections. It just felt like, oh, it's just going to come and go again and everything will just happen. But then there was a candidate that stood out and sort of like brought people together, and people are just like, okay, maybe we do actually have a chance. Maybe, you know, there's actually some hope to it. Maybe I will go out and vote and not care what would happen. And I think if anything, the 2023 elections did bring the youths out and revived our interest in politics. So yeah, shout out to that, because
I think it was the high point of 2023, you know, and it was the start of the year, towards the beginning, towards the early half of the year. Yeah,
you even gave me my favorite song.
What was that?
Labour 75 LUP 76.
Well, I mean, I would say above all, it happened, and like you said, it brought a lot of people together, regardless of where you're from, you know, the language you speak, and everybody just came together for one cause, which is to make Nigeria great again. And I'm still very hopeful that Nigeria would, you know, despite everything,
be great again.
Yo, definitely.
Naga.
I'm holding the Donald Trump card. You see, let's make Nigeria great again, you know, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's gonna happen.
I mean, I was like you until Phil Subsidy. Not that I even drive. It pained me. Imagine waking up, like, I went to bed, let's say my Uber to here was 1K. I woke up the next day and it was 1.5, and I was understanding that there was no surge. Like, it's 1.5 for a long time.
And I could bet you something happened, you didn't feel it. That's Shayo for you guys. You see, Shayo.
Shayo, she's
she don't feel that kind of thing.
For a reason.
Take you to 2K, 3K.
Ah, make just I receive.
Funny enough, that I think the reason I think a lot of people wondered why fuel subsidy was Googled a lot was because I think a lot of people didn't actually know
what it means. Yeah.
Subsidy is, and I think subsidy is basically, let me put it in a way that would be easily understood. It's a discount that your government would give you. So let's say if you were to buy something for 1,000 naira before, the government subsidizes it and takes 500 naira off. So you as an individual only get to pay 500 naira. So our beautiful government, in all its intellectual wisdom and glory, decided to remove fuel subsidy to make things better for Nigerians. Mm. Yeah. Yes. As we can see,
even with this, I mean, I would have thought that the cars on the road would get, you know, less, you know, because I would have thought that, oh, Nigerians, not everybody could get it. But I'm just, it's fascinated. The traffic is still on a steady, you know, everything is still on the still on steroids. Mm. You know, I could use that word. So
I've seen more surge post subsidy than during removal of subsidy. For the first time in my life, I took a ride from the mainland to the island as per, oh, this is like a 30-minute journey. 20 minutes journey, and I paid about 8K. That is flight ticket money now. How much is remaining for flight tickets?
But it's Oinda now.
Who is that?
But it's Oinda now.
She in the room with us.
It's Oinda now.
It's Oinda in the room. Who that? Where them?
Lawyer raised to power 5. Please, leave Oinda. Let me just say this to all the ride-hailing service. Whenever you see any ride and you just see Oinda, and maybe you see Chekwas, charge out, okay? Whatever they're adding, add like 5K extra on top.
Oinda, I feel so bad for you. Sorry for you. Sorry for you, my dear. Because it can't
Oinda
be me.
Oinda, by the way.
Can't be me. It cannot. It really cannot be me.
See, that's not my story.
What's your story?
That's not your story.
I waited on the Lord. Will do miracle for me.
2023, Nigeria.
What else?
Moment, like, Mobad. I think that was a low point for all of us as Nigerians this year. It was a very, very low point. And I feel like even if you were not a fan, or even if you didn't know, even our parents that are generally not in tune with the Nigerian music industry, what they say, oh, what's your children of nowadays are listening to? I think everybody felt it, to see such a bright talent just go lights out like that. And then I think with how vague the situations and events surrounding it, hopefully as we move on, there's more clarity and it comes to light. But Mobad was a talented artist. He's a legend that would live on. And I just really hope that we don't see that kind of reoccurrence again in the Nigerian music industry. Yeah. And that we sort of like take it as a lesson moving forward on how to just be present and be there. and for people.
His death won't be in vain. I feel like his death has brought a lot of awareness into the industry.
Yeah.
And like we've had a few artists here even talk about his death and how it's changed things. So shout out to Mabad's family, shout out to his wife, shout out to his child, you know. I know there's many people here that will be here to help them along the way, because I feel like it's not even just about his death, the people he's left behind. So that one was a really sad one in the music
industry.
It was
really touching for me, because I mean, I had to write this piece about Mabad. For me, it was because I felt like everyone could relate with this story. Mm-hmm. At one point in your life, you could probably relate with whatever this guy's gone through, you know. So I mean, I put up a post and I said, I'm Mabad, you're Mabad, everybody's Mabad, and what we could do to help ourselves going forward is to look out for each other and also be nice and be kind to each other. Okay, whatever you're doing, we're human beings, so just be nice and be kind, right? So yeah, but shout out to, I mean, Mabad's doing music, is good, his music went up. Even those we didn't know anything about him before.
They Googled him. They definitely Googled him.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, Google's year in search 2023. Yeah. Let's talk tech. Let's do devices.
I was saying that Shayo, CNU, just be on the back burner because I'm about to cast you in a bit. Miss upgrade tech. Like, we'll get no. We're gonna get there. You just do your deal.
Sorry.
Damn it, real quick. You said if I think I should, so just behave. Just behave, because I can start to spark at any time. So behave now, okay. Real quick.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when a new device comes out, a lot of people feel the pressure to this new one is out. So let me upgrade. Do you think that you feel that kind of pressure to upgrade your device to a new one when a new one comes out?
Do I think I feel the pressure to upgrade my device when a new one comes out? Do I? No, I don't.
What phone do you use?
I use an iPhone.
Okay.
iPhone what?
No,
I
use
an iPhone.
I don't because I would rather spend money on, and this is just preference, right? Mm. I love sneakers, so I'd rather spend money on sneakers.
Stretch your leg.
Look at this now. Very confident.
Don't play.
And this is size 46 for.
That's cost.
Yeah, I doubt your legs could get in, but yeah. So I don't. Sorry about that.
I might be ashamed to have smaller feet.
No, I don't mind having. In fact, if I had someone to talk to make my feet,
do you like
smaller,
those foot photos? Those photos that
feet
people
fetish.
Take. Yeah, yeah.
Listen, if my toes can make me money, I wouldn't mind.
You know, you find link, share with your girl.
Well, so, I mean, for me, I don't. But I'm sure you ladies do. I mean, what about you?
When you say you ladies, you mean you ladies in terms of, Oinda and Shai or no ladies.
I wasn't going there.
I'm a bit on the edge.
Is that for your blood?
I'm here. No worries.
I've been through a lot. So I'm a bit on the edge.
All right. I feel like when it comes to content creators, right, most of them use the same type of devices. A lot of content creators use iPhone, and now with iPhone 15 out, I can imagine that a lot of content creators want to upgrade to that.
Sorry, Shayo, you can't imagine. Is that still an imagination or is it reality?
Google said it that, you know, iPhone 15 was one of the most Google devices.
Did you Google it?
Did I Google it?
Yeah.
Me?
I did. I won't.
No. Shayo, did you Google it?
Google. What did I Google?
The iPhone 15. Specifically the iPhone 15 Pro Max.
Wait, I think there's something going on.
Oh, yeah.
Every time a new device comes out, I like to Google it. I like to find out about it because, you know, you can.
Then you
Google helps you to, Google's the perfect search engine. You know what it looks like. Mm. I've seen loads of videos of fake.
Yeah.
So then I googled different phones, Techno. I googled Reddit. I googled loads of stuff.
Mm. I think for content creators, also to note that iPhone 15 is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
First, right. It's a lot of money. How much is it again?
Ask Shayo. She's the owner, not
How much
me.
Is it again?
She's the blind, not me.
I mean, depending on which iPhone 15 that you have.
I must say this. Shout out to the content creators because it's not easy to. It's a lot of work.
Definitely.
One. It's a lot of work. And for some of them that cannot afford iPhone 15, considering the price, they could, they go for Techno Camon, the Camon series, they go for Redmi. And this other phones may not have. I don't know, might not have the best cameras, but then they could give them what you're looking for and they go for that, you know. So I love Techno.
They're
I used to use Techno in the past, so, but yeah.
I think it's just a matter of personal preferences, because
exactly.
there's some people that will tell you, oh, I'm not regardless, an Android person.
They like have the iOS money, but they will never get iPhone.
Do you get? Like, they'll tell you, oh, I'm not an Android person, but I like iOS. Someone will tell you, oh, I'm not an iOS person, I prefer Android. So I just think that, yeah, it's still interesting, Sha, to see that regardless of however things may be hard in this economy, people are always going to find money.
Well, that will always find the money, you know?
I feel attacked.
It's not attack. It's just misstating facts.
That is not facts in Jesus' name. Okay, it will be facts in Jesus' name, but not for.
Don't you plan to get the iPhone 15 before the end of the year?
Man proposes, God disposes. So anywhere very rich. Okay. Then I can do.
All right.
But yeah. Something just crossed my mind. Oh, I want to do small people should forgive me. Gossip. I want to do small gossip.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to do.
I mean, that's what content creators about. I want to
do small gossip. You know. What do you think? How would you feel if you found out that your partner got married to somebody else from social media?
Sorry, I have a question before your question. Is my partner like my husband or my boyfriend?
Your husband.
So we have already married. we are married in the eyes of the Lord.
In front of God and man.
I've signed paper.
Yes,
so on top of the paper that I've signed, my married husband wants to get married. Like a second wife a first wife in her eyes?
No, a second wife.
Because she knows that she's a second wife.
She knows, she's very much aware that she's a second wife.
But I don't know that it's a second wife.
You don't know that it's a second wife. And you find out on social media.
It's not possible.
How, you?
I cannot relate.
Why can't you relate? There's something called, what's it called? Polyandry. You could relate.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's not in my dictionary.
It's not your dictionary. Yeah. Well, as part of the things that trended on Google's year in 2023, something similar did happen.
Was just normal story.
I'm not speaking hypothetically, really, my dear. Our one and only Yul Edochie.
Oh.
He trended quite a lot this year, and the major reason for him trending was he apparently, allegedly, that we know, not allegedly, but yeah, got married to another woman without informing his wife, and she found out from a popular gossip blog. Online.
Wow.
She found out on social media. And after that whole saga happened, it just felt sort of like we were seeing him more and more prominently in our faces, not everything tied to things that necessarily made sense. This is me trying to be as diplomatic as I can be, because left to me, I'm just going to call it out. But yeah, he definitely did trend, and the focus of the trend was, I know he said he had political ambitions that year, but I think the reason he trended this year was because he did get married to another person. And then after that, he and the new wife just constituted themselves.
They in just established another media. Nollywood in your home.
Another Nollywood that somehow had to involve all of us, because why am I scrolling through my timeline trying to see things that concern me and you put up open ring lights?
I mean, you never understand why people do what they do. And,
in your 40s.
Or why he made that decision. But to be honest, right, I think if he did whatever he did, I'm sure he knows best.
At least have the decency to let your wife know.
But then I think you should have told your wife about it. Yeah. I think that's just the only thing.
That's one of my favorite Nigerian men. I'm so sorry. Coming online and just seeing that your partner is doing wedding, you'll not see hashtag Malu Day or something.
Nigerian man? I'm American.
Oh, okay. Now you know. Dami.
Dami Dawson.
Is that Texas? Is that a Texan name?
Are we in Nigeria?
Where are we?
I mean, this is like.
I'm abroad, like, y'all. You know what I'm saying, man?
But yeah, that happened. And then, speaking of actors and actresses, I'm so sorry. One person I fell in love with more than ever, aside Shayo, this year.
Please, can I ask? Hope he's not married, because you're falling in love with married men.
I feel attacked.
Hope he's not married with kids.
Haaland isn't married now. Stop. Okay. No. It's not even a he. It's
okay. I just caught your shade. Oh, damn.
You just got it, right?
I swear.
Call her. Right,
good. Who's the person?
Tell her, make the condo go far away. I think one person I did fall in love with a lot this year was Bimbo Ademoye.
Oh, okay.
She's had an absolutely amazing year. Like, shout out to that woman. She's doing a lot.
What's that name? That therapy session.
Therapy session. Yabaraka therapy session. Welcome to Yabaraka therapy session.
She is amazing. And I could categorize her as a method actor.
Yeah.
In the sense that she would kill anything.
Definitely.
Any role. And they're just very, very, I mean, they're not many in Nollywood. A lot of stereotypes in Nollywood, but She's good.
Yeah. I think it's her versatility for me, to be honest. Yeah. You can put Bimbo Adeyemo in the role of, oh, sports princess today, and tomorrow give her village popper, and the day after that, give her boss lady, and the day after that, give her... No, I think, shout out to her. She's doing amazing. Yeah.
Shout out
I look
to
forward to every episode where she wants to drop. Is it Seabed she's doing, or therapy section, or she's in a blockbuster movie, or she's just popping up at her faces, and I like the fact that she comes off across as very relatable. Not a lot of Nollywood actors and actresses are relatable. And Bimbo just feels like someone that if you see her, you just want to say hi.
Yeah. She's very, like, she looks, her she aura, looks approachable. I think it's her aura. Yeah.
She looks very approachable and being, and friendly.
And being one of the Nollywood guys who trended for the year, I think she deserves more than she is getting.
Yes.
To be very honest.
But I do feel like she is now getting recognized because she's been doing this for years. She's not, I wouldn't say she's like a Toby Backer who's new in the game. She's been doing it. She's been consistent for years. Like, I think from time Nollywood was even Nollywooden, she was there doing something, anything, just even to carry plates. So, like, I give her accolades. I feel like more producers, more directors. Like, but like, if she's in Google search, that means she's coming up on more people's radars. Yeah, so there's probably more to
means,
see from
it means
her.
The people actually see what she's doing and are getting to want to know, oh, who is she? Who is she? Who is she?
But then you mentioned Toby Bakre. Shout out to Toby Bakre. I think he's one of the Big Brother Niger people.
Toby shocked me, man. Like, to be honest, like, I never saw Toby in the movies. When he came out of the house, I didn't even think of him. I just thought he would just be the influencer. And
celebrity
just
influencer vibe.
But yeah, shout out to Toby, man. Very hardworking, and although very stereotyped, but yeah, you know.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by stereotypes?
A stereotype means for the larger part, he gets the same role, I think, for most of his films. It's always the bad action
that falls in love.
Feels
Wolf
like
Fangio.
Feels like our own Vin Diesel. Maybe
Dwayne Johnson,
The Rock, Dwayne Johnson,
But do you, are you one of those people that feels like, oh, like, I mean, some people are comfortable, like, with just finding a niche and sticking to it, and some people like to explore. Do you think that it's wrong for him to maybe have found that niche and he's like, okay, I'm comfortable here, I'm doing well here? I mean,
but then pushing yourself as an actor is seeing how versatile you are. I mean, you talked about Bimbo. Bimbo can do every and anything. So, I mean, maybe not for us, but for himself as an actor, I think it will come to a stage where you feel like, nah, let me try my hand at some other things.
But do you
like,
think that's on him?
Producers, directors, give me other things. Like, let me.
So I don't think it's on him. I think it's unfair to say to him that he's only given us the same roles. Because I can imagine if I was a producer or writer, I have a certain look I want for this role. And if Toby has that look, that's the only thing I would want to see him for. But if I'm now saying I want Toby to be this, you know, soft guy who's not, like, guy even has muscles. No one will believe this guy is a soft, like, so I feel like also his aesthetics also affects the roles that he gets.
But then again, it might not exactly be because he fits the description. It might be because of the entertainment value that he has. Because a lot of these guys, we put people in their films because they want entertainment sell. They want to sell.
True.
Right? So when you want to sell, you see Toby's done. I mean, Toby did the actor. You know when you say actor and booze?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did the actor back to back. You get me? And shout out to Toby. Very hardworking. I would not lie.
I love his work.
You know, very. I mean, I love it. I love the movies he's done. And I want to see him do more, take more challenges. I saw, did he jump from Tumbling Bridge? Was it him?
It was a body double.
Maybe he did it. We'll never know.
Sorry to just say, like, to expand on what you said. Now, do you think that Nigerian producers and directors, now this is like off convo, like, do you think Nigerian producers and directors, like, he's a Bibi Ninja star. Do you get, like you said, you didn't see him acting movies, you didn't see him doing this and doing that. I feel like there's been a resurgence of using, like, a lot of Bibi Ninja stars in movies, the ones that can act and the ones that can't necessarily act. Do you think that it's something that Nollywood should go on with, or do you think there should actually be a screening process? Because it feels like these days, just go for this thing and you're out. And then, I mean, Toby Bakre is a success story. It's something we didn't see coming, because I know there were a lot of controversies. Why is Toby Bakre in the movie? He was never this type of person before going into the house. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I think what works for the producers, because like I said, at the end of the day, you're trying to sell the film. And if you feel like this person has got clout and this person will make, this person's got a fan base on social media, which is like the new PR place now for anything and everything. True. I mean, you're a content creator and an influencer yourself. I mean, you get calls here now and then to come, you know, do stuff, to promote stuff. So, I mean, these guys might feel, I'm going to bring out the actor in this guy. You know, like what Jade did for Toby. So it was more of, Yeah, I think you could do it. And these guys are also looking for opportunities, looking for new stuff they never even thought they had. Mm. I'm sure Toby never in his, he probably never thought that he would even do films.
Mm.
But you know, look at it now. He's done about 5 or 6 films, and it's doing pretty well. So I think for the producers, it's what works for them. They're trying to sell films. So if this guy's got clout, I won't be shocked if I see Le Baye playing lead in one new film.
We're expecting that soon, I'm sure.
I mean, and the film will be called Gen Z Baddie, bro.
Ah, Gen Z Baddie,
that's on period, bro.
Gen Z Baddie, that's on period, per.
It would be nice to see that, actually.
I feel like someone, as you're saying it now, I can see it coming. Gen Z Baddie coming out soon. That movie will be
starring,
sweet.
There's some producer out there already taking notes. I think it's Le Baye.
Me and Oyin Daddy, we're the ones that helped her. You know, before you become a baddie, you have to be bad. I'm at the
ease. No, there's Gen Z baddie, and there is what's the one before Gen Z?
Millennial.
Millennial baddie.
I'm not a millennial.
What was after Gen Z?
You're not millennial, Gen Z.
I'm Gen Z like mad.
What was after Gen Z? Wait, what's after Gen Z?
Gen
Alpha, I
after
think.
Gen Alpha, yeah.
Alpha.
Very interesting set of people.
Listen! I'm scared! I'm scared!
That's going to be Gen Z's karma.
Scared.
Speaking of new, I was going to sing, Who Lives in the Pluto Under the Sea?
Charlie Poppy.
I didn't hear that response, dummy. Who Lives in the Pluto Under the Sea?
Charlie Poppy.
Mr. Dawson.
I mean, shout out to Charlie Poppy and enjoy the wave, enjoy the moment. That's all I can say.
That's a very vague statement. You said enjoy. Do you enjoy the wave? Do you enjoy the moment?
We all have music preferences, right? Mm. And I love the R&B, love Johnny Drew kind of music. You know, preference. I mean, whatever's working. I think a lot of people love Charlie Poppy. He came with a different sound. The story behind is coming. And,
I love how diplomatic you are.
Elon Musk.
I love how diplomatic
and everything that happened. So, I mean, I think he's a very hardworking guy. And shout out to Dapa, that record label. Mm. And I like the way he's pushing his brother. So, Charlie, like I said, enjoy the moment and make sure you maximize as much as you can. You know, yeah.
I'd say one person though that has maximized it as much as he can has to be Kiss Daniel.
Oh man.
Hell,
my G.
Bruh.
That's my G, bro.
Literally.
Don't play with Kiss Daniel.
Kiss Daniel.
Don't play with that man.
He needs to stop playing for himself.
Kiss Daniel has
what a perfect way to
hey. Kiss Daniel has been consistent from the very beginning.
No bad songs.
Would you?
No.
Are we talking rubber?
Nah.
Are we talking even down to now, like this, I feel like someone said something that Kiss Daniel sings, is it Afro civil servants? What were you saying? See, Afro civil servants or Afro old people or something?
He has found a genre that works for him. He has mastered the style that works for Nigerian audience.
Mm-hmm. Honestly.
I mean, he knows the kind of music that the guys will bop to. So he's always intentional about his music. Shout out to Kiss Daniel. That's all I could say. He's one, I think sometimes, I feel he's underrated sometimes, particularly when it comes to the big dogs. I feel like he's not getting enough flowers, but that could be due to some, you know, stuff.
A bit of a diva,
innit? And one thing I like about Kiss Daniel's music is the fact that it cuts across different generations, to be honest. I was telling you guys how when I went out recently with my parents, and my dad was like, oh, Inda, play that song for me. I was like, what are you talking about? I said, oh, is it my G? He said, oh God, this man. Kiss Daniel, I see what you're doing to my daddy. Like, no. I think he's found a sound, not even a genre now. I'll say he's found a sound that works for him.
Mm-hmm.
It works for his audience. Mm-hmm. And people will always listen to it, to be very honest. Are we talking about last year?
Buga.
Hey, oh, yeah. That song caused havoc.
Everybody, politicians, even in the church.
Mm-hmm. Bruh.
Pastor was Buga.
They found a way to switch it up and make their own religious version of Buga. Yeah. Omo, Kiss Daniel is working hard. Yeah. And like you said, I do think he's a bit underrated for his level of talent. Because it's not just about him trending.
Because he's on the Google list, guys. He's on the Google.
Well, again.
So for him to be on the Google list for Nigerian artists.
Well, again.
I mean, Portable is also on the Google list.
Yes, but Portable is a Portable.
Before it pulls up, I didn't say anything, bro.
You didn't mind?
This was all over Inda again. I didn't say anything. I'm good. Before you come out, you'll do you now.
I'm very curious to know why people Googled Portable. Like, what do you Google Portable? What will come up?
I think it's just the curiosity and the fact that you just want to know what this guy is and what is giving him so much.
It's not just that, to be honest. Yeah, there's that, definitely. But if we actually deep this matter, Portable has Zazu. That's the one. If you ask anybody, oh, Portable, they'll tell you Zazu. How this man has managed to be relevant with a single hit in an industry that just has a lot of one-hit wonders that just have you and throw you off should be studied. I think that man has hacked the Nigerian audience, especially with relation to social media. And Omola Lomi, shout out to you, man.
I would say something about Portable real quick. Don Jazzy said, he was talking to his guys, the guys in his roster, and he said, Portable is someone you should learn from. It's not even about Zazuna. It's how Portable has intentionally stayed on social media and stay consistent and stay relevant. And it's intentional. A lot of people don't know his songs. We just know that when something comes, he comes up and be like, and it's very vocal.
Yeah.
Very, you know, he gives unhinged, unfiltered, whatever opinions. But I mean, Portable, in his marketing himself, is like another Blackbone.
It's like a one man army, to be honest. Oh, yeah. He's doing everything by, I don't think he's signed to any record label.
No, he's signed to his own record label.
And he's doing it by himself.
What was the name again? I can't remember the name, but yeah. He signed to his own record label.
Maybe Zazu Records.
You know who else is creeping up on the radar as well? Shay Vibes.
Oh, man.
No, I love Shay Vibes.
The first song that made me fall in love with Shay Vibes was C Major.
Mine was Bank of America.
And so Shay Vibes just came with a different, and he's been around since. For those who do not know, he's been Shay Vibes has been on the street for a long time. That's why I keep on saying, no matter how long it takes, just be consistent. Your time will come. Don't even sleep on it. Your time will come. So shout out to Shay Vibes. Yeah,
I won't lie, I'm definitely one of the people that googled Shay Vibes. I just wanted to know what he looked like. I was like, what do you look like?
Did you check if he was single? Don't lie.
Why am I different? I was scared when I saw what he looked like. This is the type of guy, if he asks you to move, you even jump. You even double
Shay for him. Shay is actually a very cool guy. He's just a street boy and he's representing totally 100%. So shout out to Shay Vibes. Shout out to Charlie Poppy.
I don't think this conversation will be complete without talking about Nigerian female artists who have made it on this list and put, you know, themselves on the map. Ira Starr.
Oh, man.
Ira freaking
Starr. She calls herself
Starr.
The celestial being.
She is really a celestial being. I was at a concert last year where she performed. I got goosebumps, to be honest. She is a force to be reckoned with. Her voice is very unique. Her voice is powerful. And she's not an artist that I think, in my opinion, needs to rely on auto-tune or backup singers. Ira Starr is a one-man choir. That babe will take you through a range of emotions. And she's on this list, very valid. And you people keep Googling her.
I mean, it paid off. She got a Grammy nomination, so why not?
Listen, at how old?
Shout out,
a Nigerian female artist getting a Grammy nomination at that age. That's commendable, I beg. I feel like we need to give her more flowers.
Ira, this is for me too. I feel like we need to go out on a date to just express my appreciation to you, to what you've done.
Now, because
I mean, it's not because of anything, it's just because of this, because you've done well. No feelings, whatever. Just to appreciate you and to let you.
And I have not done.
I mean, she got a Grammy nomination, so I think she deserves a date. So, yeah.
I got the Post Influencer Award nomination. I don't see anybody offering to me.
I attended the Influencer Award.
Don't worry. I mean, we'll get something for you.
No, wahala.
You know what? Whenever I think of her, you know what I think of? That Congolese man dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, he used her song for like 1,000 videos straight. I feel like he gets a mention for some of her success. He did not let this song rest.
He should be nominated for the Grammy as well.
No, as in, he should have got... No, no.
Ira is... You know him. Don Jazzy is doing a good job. And Ira Starr, keep going, because it's difficult for the lady artist in Nigeria. I could tell you that for free. So for someone in this era, where even our seniors are not exactly as popping like they used to before, getting a Grammy nomination, that's the height of it. I feel like now you get the Grammy nomination, just go and rest, like Rema. Just rest for the rest of the year. Don't
rest until after I see you live, please. I've already bought clothes. But now...
we'll do like a video and show you.
No, I don't want to. But I remember that I bought yellow clothes that is not performing. It's paying me.
Oh, you bought yellow
clothes? I don't buy yellow clothes, but no wahala.
All right.
But now, what songs, like we've talked about artists now, so like what songs stood out to you this year?
I could bet you this song, I have not seen the list, and you guys know this. Okay. I could bet you this song is on the list. If it's not on the list...
No pressure.
Okay.
Oh, if he's not on the list.
I'm so excited. Okay, I'm ready.
Let's have it. You song want to set called... money on it first?
Yeah, let's put money in it.
God, are we alone?
Anybody?
Who's sponsoring
if this song is not on the list, then...
Oh, yeah, no.
Song is lonely at the top. by Asake. Lonely. As a matter of fact, that song should be number one.
I know you spoke about it on your socials right when the album came out. Play. That really hyped up the song. He
that song, come on. Ding, everybody. Ding,
ding, ding. You're right. It's there.
It's there, right?
Yes, so yeah, it's 100% there.
Because like, I got it now.
So God, I'll talk it to you. Hello. Hello.
Lonely at the Top is a good song.
Can we play a game with this? Because it's like music and stuff, right? I'm going to...
Let's put money in here so that we just play the game and just go. So let's play a game and be like, if you get it, if you don't get it, you drop money. Let's just make it fun.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to start easy.
Let's start with
$1,000. Let me do an example let's then to warm you up and then...
Google, see what your search list is. Making me excited.
Google search is 2023. Okay, yeah. I'm going to say a word and then both of you have to guess the song.
Mm. Yeah.
Or should I guess the song or should I sing the song?
I know what should I try to do. Trying to just go out. Nah,
Shari, no, we'll give.
Let's have it.
That will trap money for you. Don't worry, I got your back. Right. I hope you
have it. Let's have it.
So, do you want to, is it, should you sing the song or do you want to just.
Just stalk the song.
Okay, all right. Let me give you the word. Let me start easy. Let me warm you up.
We get to win it first, right? Ladies
first. Both of you guess. No, so I'm supposed to get
first. Ladies first.
I want to say, wow.
Why are you doing my gender for me?
This is what you did now.
I'm female presenting.
Oh, you did it like this. Ladies first to me.
I'm female presenting.
Tall,
please.
Handsome.
Go first.
Wow. Manly man. All right, let's go.
You're shot. Me think the lady does protest too much, but okay.
All right, let's go.
What song?
I'm looking for an easy one. It's not so easy again, though.
No, me,
it's
not so easy. I could bet that I'm sure that I'll know it.
Okay. I'll just use a word. Oh, but the word is so ambiguous. Okay. Guy.
That is very basic now. Who is your guy?
I thought I'm starting easy.
Not only me. Why? Like, right, oh, yeah, you. Finish it.
No, you have said it now. Who's your guy now? No, she was talking to you directly.
Nice.
Why are you talking to me?
Nice one.
Or just her?
Well, please.
I was talking to you.
Okay.
Shine.
Are you ready? You ready for the next one? I die.
If I die,
you are
make
who?
You no die for me.
Just you are who? Me, please.
Me. That's
Google search. So now Google search is 2023. This year,
me.
This,
I'll be rich till I die.
Hey,
no, but you said if I... Wait.
I said I die. I didn't say
she
if.
Said, did she not say if?
I said I
she
die.
She said I die.
I said I
Nah, you guys are doing... Nah, she said if I die.
No, she said I die. I said I die. I promise. Okay, let me... Since the funnest...
But was that song? That song you just had, Your Heart of Hearts, was it released this year?
No, but she told me to just say any song that has...
No, it's 2023. Google search is 2023. So the song came out this year. It was Googled the most this 2023. Okay, one more. Let me give you one more. Carry
me, go where I know, no. Touch my bololo.
Come on.
Take it.
Shari has no answer. She's just starting to ask us.
Mm. Oh, what the songs I know they're there for this.
But then which other song trended apart from? Okay, just the song.
This song, oh my God, that had a TikTok trend. No.
I be like, tell me. That's King Pumas.
Yes, yeah, that was it. Yeah. I was really surprised to find out he was Ghanaian.
I thought
he had been in the music industry for a while. I thought this man was Nigerian. But then they explained the pathway.
Why did you think it was Nigerian?
No.
Did you check if he was single?
No, I did actually Google if
you checked if he was single.
Why is it I think
Google needs to let us know how many people you're checking. Like which musician did you check that was like how many single search happened?
Did I check if he was single? I didn't check if he was single. I don't need to know his nationality. Because I was really Ghanaian. Surprised to find out he was Ghanaian, yeah, to be honest.
Very, very talented singer.
Now speaking of things I Googled this year, honestly, I wouldn't lie. Movies that I googled this year. Let me say one of my top down favorite series that came out this
Nollywood,
year, Nigerian
right?
series Nollywood, Shantytown. I think Chidimokeme. You know when it feels like something revival sort of. That was a breakout. No, I won't say breakout, but this year that was an absolutely fantastic series. Shantytown was absolutely amazing, and it brought like a spotlight to some of the social issues and things that we see or we don't see more or less happening in societies today. So yeah, Shantytown was absolutely beautiful. Other movies that came out and trended on the Google Year in Search list 2023, we had John Wick. And somebody was saying backstage, one of my ops was saying backstage that they should end John Wick. Please, Keanu Reeves, till you're 80, please be acting John Wick. I'm here for you.
For life. But John Wick. I want to see John Wick 5, John Wick 6.
I want to see John Wick 28.
It's like the Terminator that doesn't terminate.
I don't want it to terminate. John Wick cannot end.
John Wick, are you playing? No,
John Wick cannot end. Furious.
Shout out to them. It's a franchise. They're trying to make
money. It's a beautiful franchise that should finally chase. But yeah, love it for you guys. But John Wick must not end.
Another Nollywood one I think should be on the list. So I'm not sure if it's on the list, but which it's called it's Wura.
Yeah, it's Wura. On the list. It's,
wow. It's giving psychic.
Don't play.
It's
don't
giving play. Psychic. Rise on the list.
Don't play. Are you going to learn? Are you going to learn the hard way?
I think I really enjoyed Wura.
Wura is an amazing 100 episode season series.
One. Yeah. One episode. 100
episodes. 100.
100 episodes.
And each episode is like how many minutes, sorry?
It's about, I think it could be an hour long or 40 minutes thereabout.
Catch
it's
up.
A lovely piece. Lovely piece. This girl, Scarlett, was there. Mm. This actor, Scarlett, was there. And I'm really happy to see where Nigerian series is at.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. How can we talk 2023 without talking about... Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, this is...
Listen. Yeah, I'm not you know the joke is, I'm such a Barbie fan. Like, my makeup brushes are pink. Everything I have
just
makeup
know the song,
is pink.
I'm a Barbie girl.
You know the joke is, I'm one of the few people... You know, like, the original song was done by Aqua, and it was rated worst music video, worst song when they dropped that song when it came out. It was the worst song. They actually won an award for it being so bad. Just for, like, how many years later, Nicki Minaj and...
Icy Spicy
just come and...
No, give Barbie was a movement, and I think it was something that changed so many things for, like, it changed a lot of things for women, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I felt validated, and then seeing 2023 Barbie cutting, like, taking out stereotypes, seeing myself represented, like, there was literally a fat Barbie there was a curvy Barbie.
Mm. And it was a black Barbie.
Because I grew up playing with skinny Barbies, and seeing myself, I mean, she wasn't black, but I mean, you know, we'll take what we can get. Mm. But seeing myself represented in a Barbie, or more, shout out, like, Barbie, you did a great job. Validated six-year-old Oyinda men, I can't lie.
Shout out to the guys that did Barbie.
Yeah, their PR team, no, they were evs. They were everywhere. Mm. Also, let's do a little British one. Shout out to the homies on the block. Yeah, Top Boy.
Okay. I feel like I'm
should I give you my British accent for it? Yeah.
What's happening?
You
haven't
given us a seat.
Talk.
No, I can say, do like
say,
a proper...
What can I say?
I don't know. I'm not a Top Boy fan. I don't watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know. No.
What's it? What was it?
Is it the most British thing you can think of. Yeah. I think that would probably be like fish
gangsta
and chips.
Gangster British now.
Obviously, you have to tell mans where they're from, isn't it? If I'm from Peckham, it's a different thing. Like, if man's from Peck's, like, man's from Petnam.
Like, sound like she's doing drill.
Drill's meant to be street music. But it depends where you're from. Like, if you're from Petnam, that's a different thing. If you're from Brixie, from Bricky. But if you're like a West London thing, like...
Top Boy had this,
there,
Top Boy had this wave when he came out. Everybody started doing the accent thing.
Everyone was like, oh, so you've been watching Top Boy? Now I'm British.
You've been to
they'll
London
do this
before?
Yeah, your brother. Watching Top Boy.
I'm good. I'm Nigerian, so now.
Now, Top Boy was interesting. Creed? That thing made me want to even start. But I said,
shout out to Jonathan Mayer. Shout out to
shout out to Michael B. Jonathan Mayer. We need your case to bust before we can support you.
Let's just leave it at that. Let's just leave it at that.
But Michael B.
I mean, the case is still in court. So.
Let's leave it at shout out to Creed.
Michael B. Jordan is single. He had a public breakup.
You checked if he was single.
He had a public breakup.
Did you check if he was single?
He had a public breakup.
Nobody's gonna do anything.
Dami, do you want me to be single?
No, I'm just asking. Because I'm just asking.
No, I didn't.
But I do wonder. I wonder, how many people Googled.
You know, yeah, because I actually checked if this lady's a single. Mm. I checked if Ira was single.
Is she?
She's single.
According to Google.
No, I know she's single.
Oh, hey,
interesting.
How rich till I die?
Now.
Well, you're.
2023.
Yeah.
Let's talk entertainment 2023.
Okay.
BB Ninja, All Stars.
Oh, man.
One of the things on Google Year in Search List 2023, BB Ninja, All Stars was actually actively searched. And reality TV-wise, I think BB Ninja, All Stars was definitely a very different vibe from what we're used to. Because it feels like, BB Ninja, I mean, I did have mixed feelings, to be honest, before it came out, because it feels like BB Ninja is like one of the biggest platforms for any Nigerian youth to blow in the entertainment space and all that. So it's like, okay, if I've given these people that had their chance to blow, a chance to blow. now you're putting them back on a platform again. I sort of did have like mixed feelings about it. But seeing how he played, seeing the controversy, seeing the drama, seeing our old faves, old ops, and everybody coming back, I think it was definitely an interesting thing to have watched, because we now had like old beef. You know, I think those people were very cunning with what they did. You would be putting people that are beefing themselves inside the same house. Wow.
I mean, shout out to all of them. And I'm really happy that Ile Baye won. I wanted Adekunle to win. For the guys, but I mean, Nile Baye put up a good fight.
And we had the first time ever top three female finalists. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. I'm all for women empowerment. I love it.
Shout out to Bibi Naija.
I loved it.
They did a good job. I was like, and I had mixed reviews because I mean, I feel like in Nigeria, Bibi, like Big Brother, is a big thing here. Whereas everywhere else, it's not as glorified. So it's just curious to see people have already had their chance of fame and influence and all of this to come back. Like when I saw Mercy, and I said, Mercy Lambo owns a Lambo and she's back in the BB house. Go on, girl.
Like, what are you finding here?
I said, but I liked it. She said she's never too small. She's not too big to make money. Listen, girl, teach me.
Can I ask you a question? Would you go for the show if you got a chance?
They would hate me. I wouldn't even make it. I wouldn't make it very far.
But you make it into the house, but you might not just make
it far. No.
Why?
I don't know. Because I feel like if I went to Big Brother house, people wouldn't like me.
Who do you think is giving Shayo, like part of the guys who's been on the show before?
V.
No.
Yeah.
I definitely see V.
Yeah.
Is it because we're British?
Yeah, I
actually see
V
thing.
I see
a V.
It's just because we're British. That's it.
For me, would I go? Definitely. If I had an opportunity to go for Big Brother, I would go. Why not?
Brenda, BB 2024.
Is that
gonna
be there? Watch out. Amen. She needs to be there.
Watch
out.
Okay? This is an audition video.
I'll just be supporting from outside. Okay,
We'll be supporting from the outside.
Yeah. A couple of other things that people did ask questions about. People asked, who is the governor of Osun State?
His name is Mr. Adeleke. Simple and short. Yeah,
He was one that's called Dancing Senator before.
Oh, yeah.
They
call him Imole too.
Mr. Imole Adeleke. Yeah. He's simple and short.
I mean, the man is a very, like, I just want to be with him, like, whenever he's doing meetings or whatever.
Catch a vibe.
It's a vibe, you know. You know, so.
Just so you know, it's Governor Ademola Adeleke.
Same thing. Governor,
His Excellency.
Mr. His Excellency, Governor Ademola Adeleke.
Let's do this trivial bit. Who is the new coach of Chelsea?
Right.
I'm asking you.
Right. I choose not to look at you.
According to Google.
No, I'm asking you. Who is Chelsea's new coach?
It's a man, right? It has to be a man.
He has to. Okay.
Has to be a man.
Who is the new coach of Chelsea?
I'm just asking. It has to be a man.
Are you asking me?
Who is the new coach of Chelsea?
Do we have female coaches? I don't know. Who is the new coach? I think...
Mauricio Pochettino.
Can we hear that again? Sorry. So Mauricio Pochettino. I knew that, though, but let Dami
you did
know.
What?
I knew that, though. Mauricio
Can you say it now?
Yes, no. I'm supposed to.
Mauricio Pochettino.
That's what I said.
I still got it.
That's what I said.
Mauricio.
Another question.
Is he single?
Yeah. We said, what's his fuel subsidy already? And that thing that people did ask, what's the meaning of Idon?
Idon is like...
Who is that?
Idon is like chairman.
Is like or is?
Yeah, Ido is someone that walks through fire.
What does Ido
like? You physically walk through fire, nothing do you, nothing happens. When you say you're an Ido, it's like you put your hand in the plow, you know,
nothing happens. Ido doesn't write exams, he just writes on his behalf.
Ido comes to the mall, shops, doesn't pay.
Love it.
Wow,
that's Ido for you, bro.
That is also called robbery.
And if you know any Ido like that, that's what Ido. So basically, simple. Ido doesn't read but passes exams.
Okay.
Straight up. So
that is the door is what? Is that my practice?
The door is me. I am the door.
Okay.
If you know, you know. If you
Nigerian
don't know.
Police. The door goes to the mall and does not pay. This is the door. But yeah, I do think, you know, as a country or as a whole, we did actually Google lots of things. And it's really interesting to see how the year played out. I know that down to like food and recipes and stuff. Ironically, one of the most Googled recipes was okra soup. I don't know what inspired
that. I love okra,
that.
By the way.
Yeah.
I used to have okra and white rice back then.
Yeah.
All right, just move on. So we'll just go on.
Yeah. I will move on, but we're going to address this off camera.
Yeah, we will do
just
that.
Just so you know. Yeah.
You never had okra and white rice when you were younger?
Just soup and rice.
It's giving problematic, but no.
Wow. It's giving the next one, sex on the beach.
Yeah, I think that was for...
Oh, do you think there was a cocktail or they were just Googling what is sex on the beach?
I think they were Googling sex on the beach.
And the cocktail came up.
But then, for you that are looking for bad things, Google showed you the right thing.
But yeah, I think a lot of unexpected things happened this year. I can't even lie. A lot of random things trended, a lot of unexpected things trended. Like the whole Idon wave. on social media, like seeing people just come up and be like, oh, Idan does not do this, Idan does. I think Nigerians were quite creative, to be honest.
I was
bursting out in laughter. I can't lie. And yeah, for songs especially, and like song lyrics, how well do you know song lyrics?
Nah, I know music, like the back of my hand.
I shouldn't even be asking that question. No, yeah, music.
Come
head.
To me, come to me.
How well do you know, bro?
Don't play.
I don't know music, but there's one that I googled personally, and that's shout out to my boy Benson. I know you don't know who I am, but cool.
Which other Benson is that? BNXN. Your boy.
My friend pronounces it as Benson.
The way you said it was like, my boy Benson.
Well, you know what? I'm so used to even calling him Bougie. I'm like, no, you have to say Benson. Don't change names for you to change.
Benson, yeah.
But like, Gwagwalada, whoever that place is in Abuja, he put them on the map because, first of all, how do you even spell
Gwagwalada? Shaya's your thought. Complete the lyrics.
How do you even, Gwagwalada.
No, wait, let me say it.
I from Abuja, go Gwagwalada.
I'm not saying, as we that I was singing, I'll continue.
Okay.
I enter from Abuja to Gwagwalada.
One more cacas if you see a water. I know fee from, I know fee do pass my power. Roll up my shawarma. I day for
Gwagwalada.
And now group effort. See, that's how you do it.
Yeah, I mean, you try.
Benson, we're available December. Back up. You need to come now. He has deep voice. We are fine.
Benson,
babes.
Just be careful what you choose. You know, you're trying to sell, so.
But I mean, I think I did. One thing I Googled, I Googled Lonely at the Top because.
Of course.
You know what?
That's
I Googled?
My song.
Can I be honest? When the video came out, right? The first thing I did was I went on Google and I was like, the voice, you know, the intro to the video. And it was like, when the girl's talking, I know, like, the video doesn't show you who the girl is. So I was like, Google, whose voice is this? Because I was like, this baby is not sounding like she's from Lagos.
Is it the one that said, Olalade
Alashake? No, Lonely at the Top. When he
that's a Shekino.
Yes, now. Yeah. But you know the video, the intro.
Oh, no, the video,
and
the woman
was talking on the Google, is it the Google Talk? What is it? The thing that he's talking to, saying that, oh, you know, he's Lonely at the Top. And then, I was like, whose voice did they use for the voice? Like, who's... Because I was like, Asha Kedale. She's not giving me...
I know the lyrics,
Nigerian.
Like, I had to... I mean, I don't consciously learn lyrics. Mm. But that one was one that I paid attention to. And I could sing it from the beginning to the end. Mm. That's how much I love the song. Because it's actually the reality.
But of all the events that happened this year, what event do you think held Nigeria and the internet at a standstill? Like, what was the most shocking thing that you heard this year? They are just like, wait, what?
So many.
Just like, pick one that stands out.
Shocking.
I mean, for me, I'd say that it was somebody in big 2023 faking their own death. But yeah. Well, what it is to do for publicity 2023. But I mean, honestly, things happen. People are going through a lot. I don't know what the backstory is because I wasn't there when they were typing the letter, but you know, sad. Yeah, but I think that was the most shocking thing that I felt this year.
For me, it wasn't shocking when it happened. I thought it was real.
True.
Right? And for me, it was just that. I mean, this happened again in just the space of a year. I mean, so for me, but that wasn't shocking. I think the shocking thing for me was, I think it would be the war. Because I would not have, because Israel was involved.
Mm.
And Israel, I mean, I'm a Christian and there's a lot of biblical whatever associated with Israel. So I would assume that I would think or, you know, think that they would settle or they would try to, you know, not fight, you know, but look for a better way to solve the situation. But then the videos I saw on the internet were not exactly encouraging. So that was shocking for me, you know, people crying, young kids crying. One particularly said in the language that I don't understand what kind of life is this. Like, is this the kind of life they want us to live? A young boy. And it just put me to tears, but then again, made me appreciate where we are in Nigeria. And
bad it has to be for that to happen.
I didn't mean to bring the mood, but I'm just saying, you're asking me what's shocking for you. Tell us something like
what was the most shocking thing for you this year?
For me, most shocking, I feel not most okay. Let me uplift
I think
the
once you
mood.
Found out that, this guy was not single.
Oh my god,
did you hear that? I don't want to say that.
Not particularly whispering, but okay.
Okay.
I gotta uplift them. I think for me, what I really I wouldn't say I found shocking, but I really felt moved by Nigeria this year was when when Mohbad died, but how Nigeria came together.
Yeah, Mohbad's death was also
like
shocking.
But how Nigerians came together. People wanted to go on walks. We just wanted to unite and be like, you're not alone. And I just love it when, you know how it says it takes a whole village to raise somebody. And that was a real show that, okay, we failed you when you're alive, but in your death, we will fight or march. Yeah. And it reminded me of NSARS. Like, that was such a
movement,
moving time in Nigeria. So for that, again, it just reminds me that even though Nigeria is a crazy place filled with mad people, we are still, you know, we still have some.
We still know how to rally around.
Yeah, we know how to have each other's backs. What about you?
Oh, I said that for me. Now. Yeah, I said that somebody faked their own death to blow.
No,
that is the most. I can't get over it. I'm sorry. I can't get over it.
Shout out to Google, though. I mean, it's good to refresh, you know, and just.
Because a lot of things I can't. See, to be honest, the way this year has been long, I just have to remember. It's true. We actually had elections this year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long this year has been? Had elections this year.
Felt like yesterday when they're saying 100 days in office, I'm like, oh, really?
Do you get?
We're just going to the office, but, you know.
Bruh, do you get? Like, so many things happened this year, and it's just been, it's been very interesting to see. And I mean, thanks to Google for the year in search list for 2023, because like I said, it does help us look at where we're coming from, look at where we are now. I feel like for a lot of us here, where we are now, it's not how we started out this year. Right. And it's just really good to reflect and just think of, okay, this is how we started and this is where we are now, and how can we, you know, move forward
collectively.
You know what I was going to say? I'm surprised.
I'm very aspire to inspire and perspire.
That is true. End on a pro. I was going to say, I'm shocked that I didn't see more people Googling about AIs.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like AI taking over their jobs, right?
Yeah, like AI technology. What is AI? Who is AI? How do I get AI back? How does AI... Because I live in graduations. AI did my graduation.
How can I prevent AI from entering Nigeria?
Like, I'm surprised I didn't see more. Maybe for 2024, AI will be up there. But yeah, thank you, Google.
Thank you, Google.
To the team. Thank you
so much. And it was very insightful to have you on here.
Thank you very much.
Real quick, what's your relationship status?
Single.
Okay.
He posts about it. He's 10 years single.
I mean, married to Jesus, you know what I'm saying?
We look forward to having you on another episode of Terms and Conditions.
Yeah, probably when Aristotle's around. I'd love to come.
No, wahala. Thank you guys for watching Terms and Conditions. I will see you on the next episode.
Bye.